Turunduse täht.
Tell me, is there anything interesting you have seen during the last week that we could bring as a good example for our marketeers? Any idea, campaign, a new product launch, something?
Yeah, I saw in the UK they had there's a company there called Bupa, which is the big medical insurance company that provides healthcare. They had a interactive video, which was a quiz about your body, and you had different performers in a band for different parts of the body. So depending on the state of fitness or health that you were in would affect how the band played. So I thought it was just a very easy to digest way of visually and audibly getting across to someone that if you don't look after yourself, just listen to how bad this band plays, because that's going to be you and your body if you're not careful.
Okay, it really seems to be an exciting exciting example. I had two candidates from Estonia. One of the candidates was somehow attracting my attention. It's I think it's an association of Estonian newspapers, if I'm not mistaken. And at least there are several newspapers that have running a campaign or something. What they do is that they evaluate the print ads and choosing the best one every month that has been printed in the newspapers, and then I don't know if the best in every month, or they will choose the best for a year or half a year, will get a ticket to a free ticket to Cannes Festival. And I think it's rather good idea. We know that the advertising in print media drops a lot, and really trying to kind of put into the focus with some kind of not discounts, but from a kind of different point of view to stress and try to educate the market with good what the good print solutions are, because probably the print advertising will not disappear during the next year. It will just drop. So it's important when even with a declining market share, they try to keep up and do something to promote the to promote the field, really. So this is one of my examples, and the other example was provided from my team members, and we have some young members, and they have pointed out a campaign that is run by a radio station and with Kia, the car manufacturer. Yeah? And the idea of the campaign is that it's targeting graduates, and the idea is that that if you some kind of action when you have done the Estonian the exam in Estonian well, then you can participate in a campaign and can win a new Kia instead of kind of the certificate that's well done or something. So that type of campaign is what was suggested from the team. So now we have three candidates. What do you think? Who will win?
Well, Cara is always nice.
So you would prefer the car one? The Kia for graduates?
Yeah. I think that would be probably the most aspirational. I think the previous one you gave maybe didn't make so much a mark on me. But okay. I think with Bupa, they're trying to approach a saturated subject, because so many people are talking about health, obesity. I just thought they found a quirky way to get to a younger audience, maybe, to you know, put across a message in as fun a way as you can when you're talking about health and body. So I would be hard pushed between Kia and Bupa.
Yeah, I'm looking now at the Bupa's advert. Or the campaign or the widow, it seems rather interesting. But I think that it's, for me, it seems from the first point of view that it's targeting not the younger audience, but I think the older audience, isn't it?
Well, I guess young to me is 30 to 40.
Okay, sorry. For me, I suppose about 20. So that's why I was a bit surprised. Okay. Okay, but actually, let's be honest, I probably have seen some types of campaigns like the Kia campaigns in Estonia before, that instead of the some kind of result. I know even that one of Estonian supermarkets called Maxima, that is one of the biggest chain, not the first one, but probably the second or the third, they are doing, it's not a public campaign they are running, but I think that they have a campaign within the company that their own employees can participate there. If their children study well and have the best grades, so the parents can get, or they can get a special scholarship or something.
Wow.
That for me seemed a really good idea, that that to kind of motivate the youngest to study more, and they will really be noticed that they do it, and then will be shown the appreciation if they do it well. So I probably would even like to have a bit more sophisticated approach. Of course, I think that all the youngsters like the new car, but still maybe... It's just the very easy way. Of course, it's good on the other side for the positioning, to show that the Kia is meant for the younger audience, as your first car. So there are plus and minuses. Mm. But the Pupa seems rather interesting. I don't listen to the music yet, but looking at it is also
quite a famous song from a few years ago.
Okay, so I will listen to it about more. By the way, I would prefer Pupa, because I think that from Estonian point of view, we don't see such type of campaigns yet in our market. Maybe it would inspire our marketing people to try to do more.
Or to learn an instrument, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
And multiple approaches to it.
Okay. Would you agree with the Pupa?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. But then let's send our weekly marketing award to Pupa for the interactive music video campaign about how the body is performing.